From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As part of these studies in the book of Judges, Dr. Cairns continues the last of three messages entitled Four Steps in Spiritual Warfare, Lessons in How God Prepared Gideon to Win a Great Victory Over the Midianites. We've already seen how Gideon proved God in the matter of the fleece. Then it was the Lord who proved Gideon by greatly reducing the size of Israel's army from 32,000 men to a mere 300. Next, God encouraged his servant by allowing him to overhear a dream experienced by a Midianite soldier, a man who recognized the impending defeat of his army by the sword of Gideon. In the fourth and final step, God enabled Gideon to achieve an overwhelming victory using 300 men equipped only with trumpets and pitchers containing lamps. Of particular importance is the breaking of the pitchers to let the lights shine. Brokenness before God is a prerequisite of being used by him. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Delight and Desires. The text is found in Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight in God has a transforming power and lifts a man above the gross desires of our fallen nature. Delight in Jehovah is not only sweet in itself, but it sweetens the whole soul till the longings of the heart become such that the Lord can safely promise to fulfill them. Is not that a grand delight which molds our desires till they are like the desires of God? Our foolish way is to desire and then set to work to compass what we desire. We do not go to work in God's way, which is to seek Him first, and then expect all things to be added unto us. If we will let our heart be filled with God till it runs over with delight, then the Lord Himself will take care that we shall not want any good thing. Instead of going abroad for joys, let us stay at home with God and drink waters out of our own fountain. He can do for us far more than all our friends. It is better to be content with God alone than to go about fretting and pining for the paltry trifles of time and sense. For a while we may have disappointments, but if these bring us nearer to the Lord, they are things to be prized exceedingly, for they will in the end secure to us the fulfillment of all our right desires.
Thank you.
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today.
I can give you, if you're ever going to do anything for God, see that the Lord has given you a great captain. Look on him. Run with patience the race that's set before you, looking unto Jesus. Consider Christ the apostle and high priest of our confession. Get your eyes on him and do what he does. You're not saved by following the pattern and example of Christ. But you do the work of God by following the pattern and the example of Christ. Do what he does. Now then, watch it. If you're going to do what Christ does, verse 17, first and foremost, you'll be outside the camp. You fight what's inside the camp from the outside. There's a great spiritual truth. There's a spiritual law there indeed. God's method is not the method of the neo-evangelical of infiltration. It is not the method of getting in the inside and becoming part of the camp of disobedience and apostasy and letting your light shine from the inside. No, sir, God's method is always for you to be on the outside of the camp. Hebrews 13. Let us go forth therefore unto him without or outside the camp. Whatever is inside the camp of the World Council of Churches tonight, Whatever is inside the camp of the great harlot religion of Romanism tonight, whatever is inside the camp of religious inclusivism and religious compromise, whatever is there, and there's a lot, there are people, there are multiplied numbers, there is political clout, there is economic power, all that is inside the camp, but Jesus Christ is on the outside. You can go the way of the compromiser, but you will go that way in disobedience to Christ. Get outside the camp. A separated life, a separated position, a separated stand. Not just, I'm a member of the local independent fundamental pre-tribulation, pre-this, pre-the other thing, fundamental church. Good to be a member of a separated fundamental church, but don't think that makes you a separatist. Some of the greatest and filthiest compromisers in the world are in our fundamental churches. And I say they're all the filthier because they have less excuse. Yes, your denominational and your local church affiliation should reflect your separation, but separation is a matter of you being outside the camp in personal, vital communion with Jesus Christ, looking unto Him and doing what He would have you do as you live by the pattern of Christ. You're not a separatist unless you're following Him. Outside the camp. I wonder, is that why some in this very meeting may feel themselves to be falling down at the last hurdle of actually doing something for God? Could it be that your separation is broken down? Could it be that you have gone inside? I want to tell you, my friend, some of the greatest names in the world can give you the greatest of human advice, and it sounds all so wise for getting inside the camp. Billy Graham would tell you to stay inside. But Billy Graham is dead wrong. I mentioned J.I. Packer. He would tell you to stay inside, and he's dead wrong. Oh, it sounds so very, very wise to the philosophy of man, but God's way is outside the camp. That's the place where you're going to do the most damage to the devil. That's why the devil wants to ensnare our fundamental preachers and our fundamental churches and our Reformed and our Bible-believing churches and preachers. That's why he wants to ensnare them and compromise. That's why he wants to get them up to their eyeballs in worldliness. Because once he gets them inside the camp, they've lost their usefulness. You never fight the devil from the inside. It's from the outside. Verse 18. He blew the trumpet. Now I realize this is the ram's horn. But as far as its significance goes, there is a priestly significance, obviously, in the blowing of the ram's horns, though Gideon was not a priest. It reminds you of what the priest did at Jericho. Reminds you also of what the Lord told Moses, and through Moses told the children of Israel regarding the silver trumpets. These were not silver trumpets, but nonetheless, the significance is very, very similar. In Numbers 10, and you'll find that the blowing of the trumpet first of all to be heard in heaven. It's praying. And then it's to be heard on earth, and that's preaching. You put those two things together, and that is the way for separated people to do the work of God. Praying and preaching. Creative worship, forget about it. You'll never do it that way. You bring the gospel down to the gutter level of the world, and you've gone inside the camp and you've sold to Midian. But outside the camp, put the trumpet to your lips and start to make your voice heard in heaven. Be a man or a woman of prayer whose voice is recognized day by day in the courts of glory. And then that voice will be heard among men, and God will bless it. He blew the trumpet. And then, in verse 19, he broke the pitchers. A very important part of doing anything for God. This is how God gets to the place where he blesses you, where he uses you, where he gives you power, where he lets you see him do things. You're outside the camp. You blow the trumpet. You break the pitchers that have the light inside. I realize that the purpose of Paul was different when he wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 4. In verse 7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. But you couldn't read this passage without thinking of Paul's statement. The pitcher, the earthen pitcher in which the light was, is a very good picture of you and me. We have within us a light, and that light can only shine as the pitcher is broken. Old-fashioned preachers used to preach a lot about God's people being broken. We don't hear much of that nowadays. We're such a self-confident bunch. Not much wonder we know little or nothing of the power of God. Every man that God has ever used has been brought to the place of brokenness before God. Not an empty emotion, though his emotions have been involved, but a place of absolute self-surrender, a place where he's sold out to God. And all that he holds dear in the flesh is crushed. This was humorously made known in the life of Ulster's greatest 20th century evangelist, a man by the name of Willie Nicholson. Nicholson was a converted seaman, a wild, rough character whom God saved. God was dealing with his heart along these lines that I'm dealing with you tonight. The power of God for service. And he says, as I prayed and as I prayed, God said, Willie Nicholson, he lived in a town called Bangor, near home, Stephen. This will make him feel homesick. He said, Willie Nicholson, you go down the main street in Bangor tonight. The Salvation Army are having their open-air meeting. And you're going to go there, and you're going to stand with them. But Lord, anything but that. I'm a Presbyterian. Salvation Army? Daft Jimmy beating the sides of the big drum, and a couple of wee women standing around. They're the laughing stock of the whole town. Lord, I can't go to the Salvation Army and their meeting. But he said, Nicholson, you go. And Willie Nicholson could get no peace. He said, but Lord, all my friends are in this town. Everybody knows me in this town. Lord, I'll just be a fool. And he put his finger right on the spot. And after hours of struggling, Nicholson said, well, if this is the way to obey God, I'll do it, Lord, whatever it costs me. And down he went. And there was the little group. A man standing up. I think he was actually playing a wee musical instrument. They usually did. And making a lot of noise. And people were jeering and all the rest of it. And Daft Jimmy standing there with a drum. And Nicholson goes and he stands right inside the ring. And then when they march, he marches with them. And that night, Willie Nicholson lost the pride of family and the pride of denomination and the pride of theology such as he had and the pride of name and the pride of everything, and he became a fool in Bangor for the sake of Jesus Christ. But he became the greatest son that Bangor ever had and the greatest preacher that Ireland has produced in the 20th century. Broken. That picture has to be broken. Coming to an end of yourself and your pride and your greatness. And then they held the lamps. You see that? You cannot hold the lamp for anybody to see the light until the picture's broken. But when it is broken, the lamp of testimony shines clearly and plainly. And then the cry, verse 20, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. I like this part. The Midianite soldier had said, this is nothing but the sword of Gideon. He was wrong. Gideon put it right. This is nothing but the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. I want to tell you, it's a wonderful thing, and you can stand confidently when the sword of the Lord is yours. When God's word becomes my word, when this blessed word that God has given is not just a book in my hand, not just something to talk about, but it becomes my word. It's something that is personal and precious and useful. Not only so, but when what you have to say to men is what God says to men, then you're on the way to victory. You're on the way to being useful. That's one of the great and terrible deficiencies of our day. The Church of Christ has been sidetracked. People come to talk to ministers. They come to get advice on this and that and the other thing. And all they get is third-hand psychology. What is needed is for the Church of Christ again to be able to give men what God says.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.